Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So I know, like you, I have plenty of money. I've got plenty of money. I got money to hand the county for yet another tax. Well, some of our county council members not so sure that it's a good idea to tax us again. They're having a press conference today to oppose the proposed capital sales tax. Joining me to talk about this is incoming council member Kurt McGahee. Let's see if we can get this work today.
Yeah, good morning, Sarah.
Oh, good. You're on. Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, so can you give me the scoop on the press conference?
Yeah, essentially, we feel that the tax that this, capital project sales tax they're trying to put on the county is a double taxation. So let me lay this down for you, explain how this all works. So essentially, 26 cents of every gallon of gas that you pay for every day in Greenville County goes to the state of South Carolina and Columbia. Columbia takes turnaround and allocates that money to the different counties, basically by the transportation committee they have down at the state. Now, we have a legislative committee here called the Greenville Legislative Delegation Transportation Committee, which then takes that money and allocates it based on the projects that are applied for throughout the county. Now, I don't want to surprise people here, but the number we get back is 4 cents of every 26 cents we send down there. So what we're saying is now you've already been paying for these roads out of this gas tax that was supposed to, that the state said when we imposed the state sales, the gas tax, we're going to come and pave your roads and improve your roads for you. Well, that's just not happening. And I understand that there's smaller counties that don't that have the production that we have, and they don't get as much tax, and they need to have their roads fixed as well. But they don't have the density we have. They don't have the traffic we have. They don't have the crumbling roads we have. And for us to be paying 26 cents per gallon and only get 4 cents back, it's double taxation because we've already been paying to have our roads fixed. And now the county's great idea, the current county council, is this capital project sales tax. And they're calling it a one penny tax. And Tara, I hear you talking about Common Core math all the time. It's not one penny. It's 17%. If I'm already paying 6 cents on all my tax on all my sales tax, and now you're adding one more penny, that's a 17% increase. Now, I'm not a math major, but that's double taxation. We've already been paying the state now. And then we're going to have to start paying again. That's not the right answer. Okay. So of this, and if you look through these projects, there's about 500 projects on there. 230 of them are state and federal. All right. So now for that 4 cents we've been paying, we should be getting probably about 20 cents of that back. So we're saying, hey, there's a few things here. One is we're going to go to the state and say, it's about time we get a little bit of our fair share. And I hate to use that word, our fair share, but the people in Greenville County are being taxed to no end. And if we can get down there and lie to the state and maybe even come up with some sort of law that says we get 75% of everything we get back, and we'll help out the counties that don't have the budgets we have, that's fine. But we're paying the lion's share of this. Let's at least get the small, at least 75% back that we need. The next thing we're going to do is
can I stop you for a sec, Kurt McGehee?
Sure.
Okay. For those of you just tuning in, he is a Greenville County Council member, and we are talking about this proposed capital sales tax. How many roads did you say were state roads that we have to pay for again with another tax? How many state roads are on the list that we're going to be funding with this?
About 230.
No. I'm sorry. I already paid for that. And Kurt,
exactly.
As you know, that gas tax collects $1.9 billion, right? Well, I'm sorry. Did our leaders not just find $1.8 billion extra?
Again.
That they accidentally, don't know where it came from, but it's sitting in an account. In other words, the exact same amount almost as the gas tax, in addition to the gas tax. Well, so, I'm paying the third time for roads. This can't happen.
Exactly. And that's why this new council is coming out against this. And we're urging all the citizens in Greenville County to vote against it. It's not the right way forward.
Here's the thing that confuses me. I had Benton Blunt on this, who's also a Greenville County council member.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Like yourself. And he was confused on this point, and you may have gotten more answers. He said, Tara, if we build these state roads, why can't, and he says he can't get a straight answer from the bureaucrats at the county, why can't we submit a list to the state and have them reimburse us? And he said, I keep asking, hey, can we try it? And they're like, they just don't want to. Can you speak to that? Because that doesn't make any sense to me either.
Well, they're not going to reimburse us, right? They're going to say, if you want to do this, and then you're on your own. Essentially, I've talked to a few legislators, and that's the answer I'm getting is, hey, we have a committee that decides where the money goes, and that you have to live with that. And for us to go to even think, and it's been mentioned in a county council meeting that, oh, we'll try and get the state to repay us. What do you mean try? There's no such thing as go and try. That's a blow you off, I don't want to talk to you anymore statement. We will not get reimbursed by the state for any state road we touch, pure and simple. And don't expect anybody to come back and save us from that money we'll spend in error.
I interrupted you earlier. I'm sorry. You were going to talk about the second part of the press conference this afternoon. I was just so blown away that there were that many state roads we're going to pay a second time with a new tax to fix. I'm sorry. What was the second thing when I interrupted you?
I just, and I want to assure the Greenville County residents, I'm just saying I'm not trying to blow this plan out of the water and not have one on my backup. So our plan as the new incoming council members and some of the existing ones is, hey, vote against this double taxation. What do we plan to do? Well, the first thing is we're going to look at the budget, the Greenville County's budget currently, right? The current budget brings in about $380 million a year, and only $12 million is spent on roads. And of that $12 million allocated, I should say allocated, not spent, only about $8 million has been spent each year. So there's $4 million disappearing. So you look cumulatively over the last 10 years, the county just hasn't been serious about paving roads. We're going to go in there, dig through every line of the budget, and see where we can find savings and allocate that towards what the citizens want. The citizens want roads.
Yes.
The citizens want them fixed. And they don't just want repaving. They want road improvements. One of our biggest problems, you know, the paving is fine. I would like some repave. But, you know, I live out in the Five Forks area. And if you try and turn off Anderson Ridge onto Woodruff Road, you're going to wait 10, 15 minutes some days to get out. It's that bad. So the next thing we're going to look at is the audit of the budget. And then the next thing is being impact fees to help out with this as well. So these developers are coming in here, and we've talked about this before too, and they need to be reinvesting some of their money. They're walking away with billions of dollars every year coming down here and building, or wherever they're coming from. They're coming from out of state and all over the place. They need to reinvest in our communities as well and have a stake in the communities that they're building here in Greenville County. So our plan isn't just to throw out this plan and say it's terrible. We are going to go with impact fees. We're going to take a look at the budget, and we're going to really lobby the state to get them to come in here and fix the state roads they should be fixing. They've already paid for, as you've mentioned several times.
This is outrageous to be asked to pay again for these roads. There has to be another way to do this. And I'm surprised so little of the county budget. Did you say $12 million a year?
That's right. Yes,
and
they haven't spent that's it
for roads. Out of how much?
$380 million a year, approximately.
No, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, your number one priority, and I know it's not your fault, you just were elected, but the number one priority should be roads / infrastructure and then law enforcement, right? And anything else, if you have any money left over, great, that's gravy. But come on, I mean, it sounds like the county really has its priorities backwards.
It's a twisted web. The past 4 years have been pretty devastating to the county. It's a twisted web if you look at FELOs, the fee in lieu of taxes they give out to developers, which then for apartment buildings, which they don't pay the school taxes. So now you get kids going to school without. I mean, I could go on for an hour with you here, but it is really a twisted web of how the money works in the county. And the new council really wants to come in and make that very transparent to the public and also go ahead and fix it and right the ship the way it should be running.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I'm glad that so many of you are on board. Sounds like, you know, you've got Benton Blunt, Steve Shaw, Rick Bradley, Stan Kelly, Frank Farmer, Gary Collins, and yourself. So hopefully we can begin to make some changes that'll make Greenville livable. Because I'm with you. We do need to prioritize roads, because I came from Charlotte. Let me tell you, Charlotte between 4 and 7 p.m. is a nightmare, and we don't want to be that. We want to have traffic that moves.
Exactly. I've lived here 7 years now, and it's just progressively worse, exponentially worse every year with all the people that are coming. It used to take me about 15 minutes to get downtown from my house. Now it takes anywhere from 30 to 40. And getting home in those rush hours you mentioned, it's a long time, longer than it should take. And we need to make those improvements to help out the citizens for sure.
Well, Kurt McGahey, I haven't gotten to congratulate you on your win. Congratulations. So glad you're on board now with the county. And we'll have our eyes on that press conference to stop the proposed capital sales tax on Greenville County. Thank you for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Thanks, Sarah. Have a great day.
You too.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.